travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Has the darkness and damp weather got you craving some sunshine? Paul O'Connell, Irish Independent Travel Editor, is here to talk winter sun, where it might be and what it might cost. Paul, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. Now, the Canaries is the kind of the staple, isn't it?
It's the go-to, and for good reason. We've just generations of experience going there. There's loads of routes going out of all of the airports, and we're used to it, and they have reliable sunshine. Yeah, depending on the month, expect the temperatures to be in the very high teens or the low 20s.
That's not bad. What about the prices?
I would take it. It can be a bit windy and all that, but we're just very familiar with it. The prices will depend, of course, on skipping midterm or the Christmas holiday. So if you can go in between that and the school term, you get the lower rates. But the Canaries are more expensive than the other winter sun destinations I'm going to tell you about. Here's a couple of examples. TUI has a 3-star package in Tenerife, all-inclusive from $679 per person. That's in late February. Another all-inclusive option, Dublin to Lanzarote on January 23rd, is $765 per person. So it's a fair whack for 3-star, but all-inclusive means 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
So you are cutting down costs. A 2-star Sunway has a January 11th departure to Gran Canaria, which is a fascinating island, really interesting interior as well, from $485. It's 3-star is just over $500, 4-star just over $700, and it goes up from there, and that's on a B&B basis. So that's kind of the spectrum you'll pay in the Canaries.
Now, the fares are high because it's far away. It's
four
a longer
and a half
flight.
Hours, yeah.
So bring us a little bit closer. Malta.
So Malta is somewhere that not as many people think of, and the prices are radically lower. The temperatures aren't going to be as high because you're not as far south, but you are just checking the temperature averages this morning between 9 and 16 degrees. So if you're up at 16, that's perfectly pleasant.
Pleasant in the afternoons, yeah.
With the blue skies, I can't tell you the difference that can make to your mood. You know the greyness we've been through the past couple of weeks and the dampness and the early darkness. So you're swapping that all out. You mightn't be going around in your Speedos as much as you'd like, but that's the refreshment it provides to people. Ryanair flies there. Aer Lingus has a new route coming, and it's a handy island in that you can drive on the left. It has an English colonial history to it. A couple of prices. So loveholidays.ie has flights from Dublin for a 7-night trip, 4-star resort in St. Paul's Bay from just $189 per person departing January 18th. So that's less than 200 quid for a week away. Now, that's with Ryanair. The catch I was trying to see doesn't include transfers. You have to make your way from the airport. There's no bags or seat selection on the Ryanair flights. Click and Go, another travel agent, has 7-night packages from $229 on January the 4th, 3-star, or 4-star prices from $323 per person. So that's including the flights and the room, not the transfers or the breakfast.
Okay, but you wouldn't get a room in a Dublin hotel for those kind of prices.
For a night,
one night, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So that just goes to show less demand. There is the availability and capacity on the flights. And so if you're looking for something different to try, Malta is easy. It's not a difficult place to travel to, culturally speaking. There's also a 4-star all-inclusive rate from $550 per person. So a lot lower than the Canaries.
Now, Madeira, a bit farther away.
A bit further, closer than the Canaries, expected just under 4-hour flight time. There's a direct flight with Ryanair from Dublin on Fridays, and it is Portuguese, as you know, so you'll be familiar with the culture from if you've been to the Algarve at all and the food, and you can get your pasties de nata, which I adore. It's actually the most westerly part of Europe. What you're going to get here, temperatures between 12 and 20. So you're taking a little bit of a punt. It's not as sun sure as the Canaries. It's not as good for beaches, but if you like walking, if you like those natural pools that you find on places like Lanzarote and Tenerife, good resorts, and you can do whale and dolphin watching year round, and this has some lovely gardens. Also has a city, its capital is called Funchal, and that's good for food. It has a couple of Michelin star restaurants as well as the basic cheap and cheerful.
Prices for travel?
Rough price I got from Fatty Travel recently in Galway, around $595 per person for flights and a 4-star hotel in January, based on 7 nights.
Now, most people who are looking for sun are looking to be lounging around in the rays, but often it's not quite warm enough to do that.
Yeah.
And a city break in a sunny place can be very nice.
Yeah, you can do that. And looking at the access, the routes that are available, say Shannon, for instance, has a flight to Alicante. Ireland West has a flight to Malaga. So both coastal, both southern Spain, I don't put them top of the winter sun charts because you could go and end up sitting in 12 degrees and a bit shivery and fleeces on in the evening. But you will have higher than at home, blue skies, and you have the city. So the choice of restaurants and the shopping and the atmosphere and the shows and whatnot.
What about North Africa?
Yeah, good question. That's the other. So as well as Malta, Madeira, I'd put that on your map. Marrakesh and Agadir in Morocco are both serviced very regularly with direct flights from Dublin. And they're both way more affordable than the Canaries. So, for example, Marrakesh, four nights from January 19th in a three star from 219. And then you can get a five-star hotel actually a basic five-star for under 400. Those prices are with Sunway. Agadir is another one, 3.5 hours. It has the added benefit of being by the Atlantic Path, also has the souk in Medina. But let me just say a note on Morocco that of all of the places we've discussed, it's probably the biggest leap culturally. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the souks and the medinas, you do have to bring a kind of a positive energy to that. Dip in and out from your resort. Go when you're in good form because there will be a bit of haggling and a bit of hassle. Yeah. That's just the culture and the way the tourism is set up there. So just bear that in mind.
Now, what about Dubai? It's a long way off.
7 hours. So we're kind of going out of our... this is the kind of flight that's going to make you're going to be taking a couple of days to recover from it when you come home. Dubai is not cheap anymore. So it's a 7 hour flight. You go there with the direct flights on Emirates. And there's one thing with the hotels and all that, which can be affordable. But eating out, getting around, going to shows, going to the attractions, going to add up. But it's an option if you're open to long haul and you're not thinking of somewhere like the Caribbean. It's on the coast, as you know, Dubai. So it has its strip of sand and it has all those amazing malls.
Any Cyber Monday deals, given that Black Friday has gone?
Yeah, but this being the world we live in, there is no day you wake up where there isn't some banner ad coming into your email flagging some sale or another. And today is Cyber Monday. Tomorrow is Travel Tuesday and it goes on and on. Ryanair is ending its week of Black Friday sales. It has flights from $16.99. with all of the T's and C's attached, you need to add your seats and you need to add your priority boarding and so on. A couple of other quick examples. TUI has a code BFRIDAY, B-F-R-I-D-A-Y, that gives you €100 off holidays over 1,000. You just need to sign up for its My TUI account. And then don't forget vouchers. Lots of people will add value to their vouchers. IrelandHotels.com is one example. If you buy a €200 voucher, it automatically adds 20.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much for that. Paul O'Connella, who's travel editor with the Irish Independent.